Don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 27, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me, and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Verses 1 through 14, all of Psalm 27. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity for us to come to you in prayer absolutely every single day, knowing that you always, always, always have a listening ear for the prayers of your children. Thank you, Father, for the wonderful gift of eternal life. Thank you, Father, for health and strength. Thank you for the opportunity to be a part of your family, a part of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, a part of the army of God. Thank you for the privilege of being warriors in your army, warriors going forth, building your kingdom, tearing down the kingdom of darkness. Father, more and more stir us and empower us to be the believers who walk courageously and boldly as vessels through which you can accomplish whatever you desire to accomplish through each and every day. Thank you for the opportunity to live that way, and thank you for the chance to be available vessels each and every day. We love you, we bless you, we praise you, we thank you. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Our producer is Rick Robertson. He's going to share a word of prayer with us as well at this time.
God, we're so thankful to look back on a week where you've taken care of us. You've watched over the listening family. We pray for them today. We pray that you will give them ears to hear, help them to be attentive to not so much what Joseph says, but what you say through him, that they would be attentive to what you have to say to them today. They would cling to truth, they would run with it, they would live on it in a way that brings you much honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Rick. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. And again, we want to remind you that we're encouraging the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ to pray for our nation, to pray for America. American Family Association President Tim Wildman is asking that you join the American Family Association in a season of prevailing prayer for our nation. We see so many things going on in our nation and our world, and the turmoil and the outward battles we see are a reflection of just the warfare that's going on in the spirit realm as well. And so we as God's people can help the work of God and the kingdom of God to go forward boldly and significantly as we pray, as we really pray for God's will to be done and for his church to rise up to be the church that he would have us to be in the midst of all that's going on. Again, we want to remind you that our President Tim Wildman is convinced that only prayer and repentance will truly bring healing to our nation, and I hope all of us recognize just the truths behind that. Tim cited Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We would encourage you, please sign the petition at afa.net. Again, that's afa.net. Go there and sign the petition and let us know that you're joining the American Family Association during this time and season of prevailing prayer for our nation. Once again, to go and sign the petition and join us, go to afa.net. We hope that you'll take the time to do that. Father, again, we thank you for our nation. Thank you for our land. Thank you for your hand of grace upon us. Pour out your healing grace in a much greater measure upon our nation and our land in the name of Jesus. More and more empower and stir the church to rise up to be the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to make the most of this opportunity we have of being able to spread the gospel at a time when many people may be feeling hopeless or so uncertain or afraid of all that they see going on around them. Help us to be the church you want us to be, that's proclaiming that Jesus really is the answer to everything, every challenge, every problem, every battle, all the things that are going on. Jesus is the answer to all of it. Help us to boldly proclaim that message as you would have us to, and help us to boldly be involved in the work of helping believers to grow up in their faith, to become bold disciples so that they too can be witnesses and ambassadors for your kingdom during this strategic time in our world. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Once again, my email is jparker@afa.net, and we'd like to invite you to email us to get a prayer tool we call Kingdom Prayers. It's a tool that we encourage believers to get and use. It helps you to pray more effectively and to become a much more faithful prayer warrior. And, you know, it's based on prayers that either come straight from Scripture or based on Scripture. And we'd encourage you to get it and begin to use it on a daily basis. It doesn't take but just a few minutes to pray through the prayers listed. But they're prayers, again, that either come straight from Scripture or based on Scripture. Hope that you'll email us to get it. Again, my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. And a reminder to you once again, too, we're continuing to encourage you that if you haven't gotten a copy of the Psalm 91 prayer, you still can do that. Please do that. It's a wonderful prayer for divine protection, protection of your physical health, or protection of from physical harm or danger as well. A wonderful weapon of protection that we find in the precious and powerful Word of God in Psalm 91. And again, this is a prayer based on the wisdom and the power found in Psalm 91. We'd be glad to send that to you. Once again, my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Today, as we look in God's Word, we're focusing specifically on the topic of teach my hands to war. And we draw that from Psalm 144. It's a psalm that specifically makes that statement. Psalm 144, I'm going to share it at this time. Psalm 144, starting at verse 1. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. That was verse 1. I'm going to read verse 1 of Psalm 144 one more time and then the rest of the psalm. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. My loving kindness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him? Or the son of man that you are mindful of him? Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bow down your heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains and they shall smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, O God. On a harp of 10 strings, I will sing praises to you. The one who gives salvation to kings, who delivers David, his servant, from the deadly sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood, that our sons may be as plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as pillars sculptured in palace style, that our barns may be full, supplying all kinds of produce, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our fields, that our oxen may be well laden, that there be no breaking in or going out, that there be no outcry in our streets. Happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is the Lord. Verses 1 through 15, all of Psalm 144. Again, we're focusing on the topic, teach my hands to war. And as we look at this topic, we're looking at ways that we as believers can become more skillful at preparing ourselves for the battlefield of life every single day. Keep in mind, like it or not, we deal with spiritual warfare every moment of the day. And as believers, I believe one of the wisest ways for us to approach the world we live in is to see that we need to be well-equipped kingdom warriors, prepared with the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, to be warriors that know how to go out and obviously not only defend ourselves, but to do offense for the kingdom of God. In other words, every day is a day for us to be doing the work of God's will and His kingdom. Every day is a day for ministry. Understand this, the Holy Spirit is all about ministry, and we as believers are called to walk and live in such a way that we're living continually in cooperation with the Holy Spirit to get the work and the will of God done. Every day is a day to swim in the river of the Holy Spirit. God has so much work to be done every day, and He's looking for available vessels. So it's important that every believer seek to live in a listening mode all the time, because God has work all over the place to be done. Some of His children listen better than others. My challenge to you is that you seek to be a believer and a child of God and a warrior in the hands of God who's listening continually, who God can use basically every time He needs to get His work done. You know, a reality is sometimes there's some believers that, again, God loves all of His children equally, but some of His children, He doesn't get to use them nearly like He'd like to. One of the reasons is because sometimes we're not listening like we need to be. The Holy Spirit always has work to be done in so many different places, but it's important that we have ears to hear and that we're listening and looking for opportunities to be used by God to get His work done as well. But then sometimes, beyond hearing, the problem is sometimes we hear God and we're fearful, or we become timid, or we think, I'll look silly if I do that, or I don't know if I can do that, or I don't want to do that. And it's sad how often some of God's children will tell God no, will basically tell the Holy Spirit, I'm afraid to do that. But it's important to know we're wise to pray for boldness and courage every day, because again, you don't want to be shut down because of fear and timidity. There's too much work to be done, and the work of God's kingdom is too important for us to be closed down or shut down because of fear or timidity. Father, thank You for the opportunity You give us as Your children to be bold and courageous vessels through which Your work and will can be done. Thank You, Lord, for the truth that You call us to be bold and courageous, committed to doing whatever You're calling us to do. Help us to know, Lord, that every day is a day to be involved in the wonderful work of evangelism, sharing the gospel so that people can come to be saved. Help us to know that every day is a day for discipleship, a day for us to be encouraging others in their prayer life, encouraging them in their walk with You, encouraging them to seek You, to seek Your face, Your guidance, Your help. Help us to know, Lord, that every day is a day to be fully obedient, a day for us to obey Your word and Your spirit, and a day for us also to encourage others to be fully obedient to that which You'd call us to do. Thank You for that opportunity. We thank You and praise You. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession. Today we're looking at the topic, Teach My Hands to War. We'll be right back.
You have captured my heart, consume my heart with your love. You have captured,
you have captured my heart,
consume,
consume my heart with your love.
Say it like you mean it. Timothy, say you have captured.
You have captured
my heart.
My heart
holds you. My heart.
My heart with your love.
One more time, say
you have captured my heart. Holds you. My heart with your love.
And
if all I say.
Music of Dunsin Oyekan. If all I say is Jesus. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic of Teach My Hands to War, and we're looking at the importance of us being well-equipped warriors who know how to equip ourselves daily for the battlefield of life. And so as we're looking at this topic, I want to remind you that a critically important part of the life of every believer is the spiritual habits that you establish in your life. Every believer needs to establish spiritual habits that help you to walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. The habit of praying every day, the habit of reading and studying the Word of God every day, a habit of obeying the Word of God every single day. Yes, those are habits that as believers, if we're faithful disciples and warriors in the kingdom of God, we need to establish in our lives. I want to invite you to look with us now in the book of Joshua, Joshua chapter 1, starting at verse 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Verses 1 through 9, Joshua chapter 1. Let me say this too, as it relates to this passage. You know, of course, this is the first chapter in the book of Joshua, and a pretty interesting and interesting truth about the book of Joshua. Of course, as the book opens up in chapter 1, it speaks of the fact that Moses, the great leader of the children of Israel, the leader, the great prophet who led the children of Israel out of Egypt, out of the house of bondage, he led them out of Egypt into the wilderness and led them for 40 years. But Moses has just died, and Joshua is now the new leader for the children of Israel. And they are now commissioned to go forth to conquer the promised land. And so God is giving Joshua instructions about how to go forth as a successful commander, commanding the army of the nation of Israel. But now keep in mind, not only is God speaking to Joshua, he's speaking to all of us as well. He's speaking words to us, we too, who are believers, who are soldiers in the army of God. He's telling us wisdom and insight about how to prepare ourselves for the battlefield of life every single day. So as God tells us to do that, it's important that we pay attention as Joshua needed to pay attention to know how to be the commander of God's army that God wanted him to be. And you and I are to be faithful soldiers in the army of God. But we too need to follow the wisdom, the same wisdom that God gave to Joshua. So again, as we're looking at the topic that draws from Psalm 144, teach my hands to war. In other words, the Word of God and the Holy Spirit of God prepare us for the battlefield of life every single day. But we need to pay attention to know how we are well equipped and how we equip ourselves each and every day. Well, listen to what God is saying to Joshua. Now, we're going back through some of the same verses we just looked at, Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. But notice some of the specifics here. Verse 1 says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun. Now, let me pause here for just a moment. Keep in mind, Israel had great respect for Moses. He was a great leader that led them for many, many years. And what big shoes it may have felt like Joshua needed to step into as he stepped into the role of the leader of the children of Israel. But keep in mind, the point was not that Moses was their leader. The point was that God is their God. And the same God that worked through Moses and used Moses to help Israel was the God who was going to help Joshua lead as well. And the same God that helped Joshua lead is the God that you and I serve. And he calls us to go out as conquerors in a world full of dispute, full of warfare, full of battles, full of enemies on every side. But the fact is, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So it's important for us as believers to go forth with a conqueror's mentality. Listen to some of the details of what God tells Joshua, what he needs to do as he provides leadership for the nation of Israel, as he moves forward as the new leader after the death of Moses. God says in verse 2, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Notice what God has said. God has said he's giving them the land, but at the same time, they have to go forth to conquer the land. Now, it's important that we understand what's going on here. Well, the fact is, God will sometimes entrust things to us, but we have to do our part to take possession of it. And so it takes us putting our faith to work every single day to walk in the victory that's actually already our victory in Christ Jesus. Jesus Christ, he came into the world, he lived, he died on the cross to pay for our sins, and 3 days later rose again from the dead, victorious over death. So Jesus has won the victory for us, but we have to take possession of that victory, and part of that is done as we trust God to help us to go forth as conquerors in the world in all that we're facing. So again, Joshua chapter 1 is a powerful chapter, a unique chapter in all of the Word of God, as it addresses some specific issues and truths that any and every believer needs to be mindful of. Again, God has given them the land, but they still have their part to go in and to possess the land. Verse 3 says, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. Now that's an interesting truth. Again, the same point. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you. Everywhere they set their foot, in other words, God's saying, I've given it to you. But again, the Israelites have to take possession of it. We have to do our part by faith to receive what God has done. And so we need to know how to do that in every area of our life. Verse 4 goes on to say, from the wilderness of this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Now, verse 6 says, be strong and of good courage, for to this people You shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Now, I want to emphasize this very important point. Again, verse 6 says, be strong and of good courage. God is calling us to be strong and courageous in our obedience and our following Him. Why is that true? Because the devil will try to make us fearful or afraid or to just flat out not believe the promises found in God's Word. It's important that we learn how to take God's Word, we read it, and we obey it, and we trust what it says as well. Let me give you an example of one of the ways that we as believers are called to learn to put the Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit, to work in our lives. For example, in the book of Psalms, Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, which brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The last verse that I just read, verse 3, says, whatever he does shall prosper. Now, one of the ways to put God's work is to note what God has said. If he says whatever we do prospers, we're to agree with God and to say what God has said. Of course, one of the ways to put God's word to work in our lives is by reading it. And another way to put God's word to work in our life is by confessing and speaking it and standing on the promises. So a wise step for every believer to take every single day is to agree with Psalm 1 and to say, whatever I do prospers. Now, one of the ways the devil will counter you and try to come against you is to say sometimes, you know, you whatever you do doesn't prosper. In fact, you seem to fall flat on your face quite a bit. The devil will try to make you think God's word is not true, but keep in mind, when you stand on the word of God, it releases the power of God to bring it to pass in your life. That's one of the ways God's word functions as the sword of the Spirit. God's word is your weapon to help you build God's kingdom. So we are wise every day to confess and stand on a promise like that one found in Psalm 1, verse 3. Whatever I do prospers. In fact, you should say that several times throughout the day today. Whatever I do prospers, whatever I do prospers. Now, keep in mind, you may hear very loud and clear a voice in your head telling you, you know that's not true for you. Well, keep in mind, that's not the Holy Spirit. Obviously, it's not the Word of God. But remember this, you're never wrong to agree with God. You're never wrong to agree with the Word of God. You're never wrong to confess the Word of God, because remember, it's furthering the will of God. And it helps to bring the word to come to pass. It brings the manifestation of the truth behind that scripture as you take a promise and stand on it. I want to challenge and encourage you to make a habit of finding the promises that you find in the Word of God. Confess those in your life. Even if it looks like it's not true at all, don't go by what you see. Go by what the Word of God says. Confess the Word of God and stand on the Word of God. That's one of the ways you bring the Word of God and the power of the Word of God to bear upon your life, and it helps to bring to pass that which you're confessing. More and more you'll see that you're prospering in your life at the things you do as you speak God's Word and stand on it. Again, you're never wrong to agree with God. You're never wrong to agree with the Word of God. But again, the work and the will of God can be hindered when we don't believe His Word. So when you read that scripture and the devil tells you, well, you know that's not true for you because there are many things that you do that aren't successful, that don't prosper. Don't agree with the devil. He wants to keep you from your destiny and to keep you from fulfilling the call of God upon your life. So agree with God's word and speak it and courageously obey it and stand on it and watch the Spirit of God begin to help to bring it into manifestation in your life. So we need to be speaking His word and using it every day. Joshua, again in chapter 1, it says in verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. Now, what does it mean, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth? In other words, if you're going to keep, you and I are called to keep the word in our mouths all the time. In other words, speak the promises of God's word. Any and every believer is wise to confess and speak many promises in God's word every single day. Remember, as you speak the promises of God's word, more and more you bring the manifestation of that word and the power behind that word. As believers, we need to make a habit of speaking the promises of God over our lives and believing that God is working, bringing them to pass in our lives. That's a spiritual discipline. Reading the Word of God every day is a spiritual discipline. You know, I often challenge believers to set the goal of reading at least 3 chapters in the Bible every day. That's a wonderful habit that can greatly bless you. And remember all the ways we can put God's Word wonderfully to work in our lives. All of them are spiritual habits that will edify you, that will strengthen you in your walk with God, that will help you draw closer to God and help you to become a better equipped, well-equipped warrior for the kingdom of God. So I would challenge you to put God's Word to work wonderfully in your life. Again, as I've shared before, seven great ways to put the Word of God to work in your life are: read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, pray it, obey it, and meditate on it. All 7 ways are fruitful. All of them will edify you and encourage you and strengthen you, but they're not the same thing. You can read the Word of God but not choose to pray it. You can read the Word of God but maybe not choose to speak the Word of God. All of them are important, and they all help and encourage each other. So I would encourage you to put the Word to work in all these ways. Lord, thank you for the chance to establish spiritual disciplines that will help equip us for the battlefield of life. Help us to be faithful to do it each and every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we look at the topic, Teach My Hands to War, based on Psalm 144. We'll be right back. Lincoln Brewster, More Than Amazing. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic of Teach My Hands to War, and looking at the truth that every believer's call to to prepare ourselves for the battlefield of life every single day. And of course, our key weapon, our chief weapon in all of life as warriors in the kingdom of God is the Word of God. And we need to know how to put that Word to work in our lives each and every day. And it's important that we know that every believer is called to establish spiritual disciplines or spiritual habits. You know, disciplines is kind of a fancy word for habit. Remember, habits are a critical part of every person's life. Our lives are formed around so many different kind of habits, but some of the most important habits in our lives are our spiritual habits, our spiritual disciplines. So we're challenging and encouraging you to be faithful and passionate about establishing spiritual disciplines that will help equip you well for the battlefield of life. Again, every believer is called to have a vibrant prayer life. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, the scripture that we quote at the beginning of this broadcast, it says, don't worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Every believer needs to have a vibrant prayer life where we really spend time every day, significant time with the Lord in prayer. And then secondly, then, we need to be diligent students of the Word of God. And, you know, the word, I want to emphasize, a critical word for what we're talking about today is diligence. Diligence is persistent discipline. And understand this, in life, it's important to know that discipline helps you to excel in any area of life. You know, you think of this, for example, when you're watching the Super Bowl, you're seeing people that are outstanding athletes battling to win a game, okay? They didn't get there by accident. They didn't get there by just living a lackadaisical life. Athletes are very disciplined in the way they exercise, the way they prepare themselves. They're very disciplined in their physical preparation of their bodies. Well, just as they have to be very, very disciplined in preparing their physical bodies, we as believers need to be very diligent and disciplined in preparing ourselves spiritually to be well-equipped warriors for the battlefield of life. So it's critical that each of us as believers learn to establish important spiritual habits that help us to grow strong and help us to become diligent followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we were looking at Joshua chapter 1 and pointed out that one of the clear things God calls his followers, called Joshua to do, and in turn he's calling disciples, we as disciples of Jesus Christ who've come along after Joshua. Verse 7 says, only be strong and very courageous. We need to be courageous and bold in the way we follow Jesus, doing what we know he's told us to do, and bold and courageously doing what the Holy Spirit tells us to do as well. That's how God's work gets done. But sadly, when believers are disobedient or negligent or timid or fearful about doing what God has called us to do, sadly, too many times the devil will use those weapons to try to trip us up or to shut us down from doing the work and the will of God. So God calls all of us to be strong and very courageous in the way we follow the Lord Jesus Christ every day. Once again, also, the verse goes on to say, verse 7, reading verse 7 again, only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left that you may prosper wherever you go. God wants us to prosper wherever we go and in whatever we do. How does that happen? As we read and meditate on the Word of God and obey it, that's how God has the privilege of prospering and blessing the work of our hands as we follow Him. Verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. What does it mean, not depart from our mouth? We're to confess the Word of God and we're to speak the Word of God on a consistent basis in our lives, speaking the promises of God and standing on those promises and living in obedience to those promises as well. That's very, very important. Also praying the Word of God. All of these are important ways to put the Word of God to work in our lives. These are ways that we diligently follow the Lord Jesus Christ in a disciplined way. So in order for us to be well-equipped warriors, we need to faithfully establish spiritual discipline, spiritual habits that will strengthen us in our daily walk with the Lord. So again, if you don't have the habit of reading 3 chapters in your Bible every day, today is a good day to start that habit. But also other habits include, again, praying every day, spending significant time in prayer every day, praying the Lord's Prayer, praying for specific needs and concerns in your life, praying for the building of God's kingdom. All of these are wise things to do as well. Lately, we've been challenging and encouraging believers to pray Psalm 91 as well, a wonderful psalm in the Word of God, which is a psalm for divine protection. Let's take a moment now specifically to pray Psalm 91. Father, we thank you for your word. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress, our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash a foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us with long life. You satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, praying Psalm 91. Keep in mind, that's a wonderful and a powerful psalm to pray every day. I believe every believer in the world is wise to pray it every day because it's a psalm for divine protection of your physical health and your physical well-being as well. That's one more way to put the Word of God to work in the way that God was commanding Joshua to. Again, note what it says in verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. In other words, we're to confess the Word of God and stand on its promises, but also praying the Word of God is another way to put the book of God, the book of the law, God's Word, in our mouths and to work in our lives as well. So the challenges and the commands God gives to Joshua are challenges and commands that we're wise to take heed to and put to work in our lives as well. We too are followers of God in His army. We're wise to do it every day. So again, the three letters of the word pro remind us of three very foundational areas of the life of every believer. Three areas of spiritual habits or spiritual disciplines we need to establish. Number one, P refers to our prayer life, a vibrant prayer life where we spend significant time with God in prayer every day. R refers to reading the Word of God, not only reading it, but putting it to work in our lives. And again, one more time, seven ways to wonderfully put God's Word to work in our lives include every day we can read it, hear it, believe it, speak it, obey it, pray it, and meditate on it. All of them will edify us, will strengthen us, will build us up, and help us to become better equipped warriors in the kingdom of God. So reading and putting the Word to work in our lives each and every day. So P refers to our prayer life. R refers to reading the Word of God. O refers to obedience. Remember, we're to obey what the Word of God tells us. And so we're not to just read the Bible to say we've read it. We're to read it in order to put it to work. Remember, truth is always meant to be applied. You don't learn truth just to say you know you've heard it. You learn it with the goal of putting it to work in your life. That's how you get the maximum benefit of the wonderful Word of God. You hear it and you obey it. You put it to work in your life. So the three letters of the word pro, P-R-O, praying every day, reading the Word of God every day, and obeying the Word of God every day. Three areas, important areas of spiritual habits we're wise to establish in our lives. A part of obedience includes every day being a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, there's so many people all around us that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and the Great Commission applies to every believer. This is a part of doing spiritual warfare, being a witness for Jesus Christ faithfully each and every day. Now, some believers may ask, well, why is it so hard to witness? Why is it so difficult? Well, remember this. Remember, like it or not, you and I deal with spiritual warfare every single day. And obviously, the devil wants to come against all of us, and we say the devil, but the devil and his demonic host. The fact is, the devil's not everywhere. He's not omnipresent. God is omnipresent. But the devil has quite an army of demons that work with him. And so the devil and his demons try to discourage you from being a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. But every day is a day to be a witness, to carry gospel tracts, to look for opportunities to plant seeds in the hearts and the lives of other people. Every day is a day to pray, Lord, use me to help people to come to know you as Lord and Savior, or use me to help disciple others as well. Every day is a day for us to be seeking opportunities to be used by God to encourage others to become more faithful followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, to encourage them in their prayer life, to encourage them in their study of the Word of God, to encourage them in their obedience to God's Word as well. Remember, all of us are called to be involved in the very important work of making disciples. That's a part of doing spiritual warfare. The reason it can seem difficult sometimes is because, remember, the devil will go, he will do overtime. The devil and his demons will do overtime to try to discourage you from obeying what you know God has called you to do. It's important that we establish spiritual disciplines around these critical areas of obeying and following the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, thank you, Lord, for the fact that you've called us all to be warriors in your kingdom. Every day is a day for us to seek to become well-equipped warriors that you can use every day to get your work done, to share the gospel, to encourage others, to make disciples, to point people to Jesus Christ and to be ambassadors for your kingdom. Anoint us afresh with the spirit of courage and boldness, Lord. Help us to boldly follow you, to boldly seek to be witnesses for you, to boldly do what we know that you've called us to do, and help us to boldly seek to walk more and more fully in all the call of God upon our lives. Help us to know, Lord, that in the economy of time, every day is important. Help us to know, Lord, that every day is a day in which we can make the most of it, or it's a day in which, if we choose to, we can waste that time. Help us to be good stewards of our time, Lord. Help us to redeem the time in making the most of it. Thank you for the opportunity for us to be vessels that you can use each and every day. Flood our world with your grace and mercy, and use us to be a part of the solution, to bring about the solution, which is Jesus Christ, to the world, and not a part of the problem. Thank you for the chance to be your vessels each and every day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You've been listening to the Hour of Intercessions. We've looked at the topic, Teach My Hands to War, based on Psalm 144. Once again, the email, if you'd like to get some of the prayer tools we provide, is jparker@afa.net. We'd be glad to get them to you. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.